The drought has spread throughout the country, and it's having a devastating effect on the whole population. But of course, in these kinds of situations, it's the children who begin to suffer the most. So what we're seeing is children who are severely malnourished, who are suffering from life-threatening levels of malnutrition. They're becoming very sick as well. We have a widespread of acute watery diarrhea, cholera. We've had measles breaking out. We've got a lot of other sicknesses and ill health. And this is really all compounded to make a terrible situation for children. So we're doing all we can in terms of providing clean water, providing vaccinations, providing health posts, doing all we can to try and contain this situation and make sure it doesn't get any worse.
Have you been to the field and seen the situation?
I've been out in the field several times, and really the situation is very desperate. I went down to Baidoa, which is the area that was the epicenter of the 2011 famine. I went into the cholera treatment center and saw young babies and young children brought in, suffering from terrible vomiting, diarrhea, and looking extremely weak. I mean, the good news on the acute watery diarrhea cholera is that it is very treatable, and you saw people making a very quick recovery once the intravenous drips had been put into people's arms. They'd been rehydrated. I've also talked to families of children who are severely malnourished. Often it's not malnutrition because they're starving per se, it's because the children are weak from malnutrition, but then are catching these other diseases and illnesses. And once they're determined to be severely malnourished, they're given this supply of the therapeutic peanut paste, and they make a dramatic recovery as well.
And no doubt this situation is having an effect on children's ability to go to school.
Absolutely. You have families, they're on the move, about 615,000 people who've moved. So obviously they're taking their children out of school. You're getting families, even when they stay in the same place, who want the children to go out to work or to look after the animals or to go and find water, or they simply can't afford, you know, the low school fees that there are. So we've seen 40,000 children who've been forced to stop attending school. And we are worried that possibly another 110,000 more are at risk of dropping out of school. So this is one of the terrible effects of the drought.